Hi, thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind, and happy first of the month. For those of our friends in the Fish family, pick up 20 points today with the bonus code July. If you're not part of the Marlins fan loyalty program, go to marlins.com/fishfamily. Last night's game took longer than expected due to an hour-long rain delay in Atlanta. If you missed any moment of it, now we'll allow our friend Glenn Geffner to run us through the full rewind.
This ball game followed a familiar script when the Marlins and Braves have gotten together this year. The Marlins jumped out early, but the Braves came back late in this ball game with Mike Fultonevich off the disabled list to start for the Braves and Wei-Yin Chen going for Miami. We went to the second scoreless, but in the top of the second, Marcell Ozuna reached on an error. Giancarlo Stanton walked, and with nobody out, two men aboard for Justin Bour.
Here's the 3-2. And Bour swings, hits a high fly ball, deep left center. Going back, Darnold at the wall. Leaping at the wall is Darnold, and he cannot get it. It is up, up and away. Just tucked it over the outfield fence. Bour with a three-run home run and a 3-0 Marlins lead.
So the Marlins off with a quick start. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes to how to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Braves didn't score in the bottom of the second against Chen. Marlins went down to the top of the third with some rain starting to fall here at Turner Field. And at the end of the top of the third, the umpires called for the tarp. We went into a rain delay. Wound up lasting 1 hour, 8 minutes. The game was halted at 8:01, and it resumed at 9:09. Bottom of the third, Marlins leading 3-0. Mike Fultonevich didn't come back after the rain delay. Wei-Yin Chen did. And in the third inning, he allowed a leadoff single to Jace Peterson, who went 2-for-5 tonight. He was forced at second base by Travis Darnold, but Darnold was on for Freddie Freeman. The 1-1 to Freeman, ripped on the ground, fair inside the bag at first, and down into the right field corner. Darnold headed to third. He'll be waved by Bo Porter. Stanton still trying to dig it out of that corner. Darnold's going to score. Freeman's in at third with a stand-up triple, and the Braves run the scoreboard 3-1 in the third. After Donis Garcia grounded to third and Freeman had to hold at third base, there were two outs. Chen trying to escape the inning, allowing just the one run as he went after Nick Markakis. The 1-0, Chen to Markakis. Line drive, center field, down for a hit. A two-out knock for Markakis brings Freeman in and cuts the Marlins' advantage to 3-2. It would stay 3-2 into the sixth inning. Chen still in the ballgame. Nick Markakis grounded to short on a terrific play by Adani Echevarria to begin the inning, but then Chen walked Jeff Francoeur, and that got Tyler Flowers to the plate. Flowers double, putting men at second and third with one down with Eric Ibar coming up. Chen's night was over. Mike Dunn came out of the bullpen, and Dunn continued his struggles.
Here's the 0-1 pitch, and there's a ground ball off Dunn's glove. That'll score the tying run as the ball rolls toward shortstop. Home from third is Francoeur, and we're tied at three.
The Ibar infield hit was just the beginning against Dunn. Next man to the plate was pinch hitter Brandon Snyder.
And he hits a high fly ball to deep right center. Going back, Ozuna at the wall, and the ball is off the wall and in play. Stanton backs it up. One run is home. Flowers scores. Here comes Ibar. He'll score. It's two runs on a long triple off the wall in right center for the Atlanta Braves, and they have a 5-3 lead.
And they weren't done. Two batters later, Chase Darnold.
Dunn's pitch. Darnold bounces the ball through the left side over the head of Prado and drives in a run. And it's a 6-3 lead for Atlanta on the Darnold two-out single off Mike Dunn.
Well, Dunn finally struck out Freddie Freeman to get out of that sixth inning, but the damage was done. A four-run inning, eight Braves to the plate, four runs on four hits. There was a walk, and the Braves had taken the lead. Chen went 5 1/3, eight hits allowed, charged with four runs. Walked a couple, struck out to 82 pitches, 53 strikes. Mike Dunn, two-thirds of an inning, three hits, two runs. Didn't walk anybody, struck out one. Kyle Bearclaw then came on in the seventh inning, hoping to keep it a 6-3 game, but he allowed a one-out single to Nick Markakis, who took second and a wild pitch, and then Tyler Flowers brought him home. 0-2 again to Flowers, in the air, hit it well, deep center, racing back Ozuna onto the track, and he can't get it, off the wall. Home to score Markakis, Flowers has his second double in as many innings, his third in the ballgame, and now it's 7-3 Braves. But the Marlins tried to come back late, facing Jim Johnson in the eighth inning. JT Realmuto singled his third hit of the game. He reached base safely four times tonight, went to second base in a wild pitch, went to third on a ground out by Echevarria. And pinch hitter Ichiro got him home. Another 2-2 from Johnson. Fly ball, well hit, deep center field. Back goes d'Arnaud, toward the track, onto the track, makes the catch just in front of the 400-foot sign. Tagging Realmuto, he'll score a sack fly for Ichiro, and it's a 7-4 game. The Braves got that run right back against Brian Ellington, though, in the bottom of the eighth. Emilio Bonifacio reached on an error, a ground ball that went off the glove and through the legs of Martin Prado. Bonnie wound up at second base. He went to third base in a fly ball hit by Jace Peterson, and then Chase d'Arnaud brought him in. Ellington the 1-1. That's well hit left center field. Ozuna racing back, not going to get to it. Hits on the track and bounces up and over the wall. A ground rule double for d'Arnaud. It's 8-4 Braves. So the Marlins were down by four going to the ninth facing Arodis Vizcaino, the Braves' closer, not a save in it for him, and he got the first two men. He struck out Ozuna, and then Stanton grounded to short. So Ozuna tonight goes 0-for-5. Giancarlo 0-for-3 with a couple of walks. But Justin Bour walked. JT Realmuto walked. There were two men on with two men out for Danny Echevarria.
Here comes the pitch, and a ball line down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Coming around third is Justin Bour. Digging for third is Realmuto, and in at second with a double is Adani Echevarria. And the Marlins have scored a run here with two outs in the ninth to make it an 8-5 game. And now the tying run comes to the plate.
The Echevarria double is 500th career major league hit. And the Marlins had a shot. Vizcaino was pulled at that point. Flame-throwing rookie Mauricio Cabrera came on to make just his third big league appearance. There was a save in it for him. Tying man up, two on, two outs in the ninth. And after throwing a series of pitches, 100 miles per hour, 102 miles per hour to Cole Gillespie, he got Gillespie finally on a fly ball to left to end the ball game. Braves win it 8-5. For Atlanta, 8 runs, 14 hits, 1 error, 9 men left on base. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand 13 tonight. Dario Alvarez, the winner in relief, 2-1. Wei Yin Chen, the loser, falls to 4-3. And Mauricio Cabrera, his first major league save in this ball game. A crowd of 16,097 on hand to see it here at Turner Field. And the time of our ball game tonight was 3 hours and 33 minutes on top of a 1-hour, 8-minute rain delay. So a long night of baseball here at Turner Field. With the victory, the Atlanta Braves improve to 27-52 on the season. Now 12-32 at home. Marlins drop their third straight to fall to 41-38. Now 20-19 on the road. Marlins now 2-7 against the Braves this season. They're 39-31 against everybody else. It's a .557 winning percentage. If you play that out, a .557 winning percentage, play that out over a full season, that's a 90-win pace. So the Marlins are a 90-win team against everybody else. They're 2-7 against the Braves, who have the worst record in the National League. And Marlins made an infield error tonight. It came in the eighth inning, a ball, a hot smash to third base. It went off the glove of Martin Prado. Emilio Bonifacio wound up at second base. That error was the first by a Marlins infielder in 259 2/3 innings, going all the way back to May 29th, when Derek Dietrich was charged with an error here at Turner Field. A rare error for the Marlins, who played such terrific defense, just their second in the last 16 games, just their fourth in the last 28.
Three more games left in this series against the Braves, but only two more at Turner Field. Remember, Sunday night, the Marlins play the Braves at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Tonight's game starts at 7:35. Marlins on deck just after the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Kyle Seeloff gets us started before Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner have the play-by-play for you on 940 Wins and the Marlins Radio Network.